Communities living far from health centers and hospitals rely on simple solutions during outbreaks of disease. These packets, and the cup to mix them in, are from an Egyptian campaign to teach families one of the most effective medical treatments for dehydration, oral rehydration therapy. Dehydration can be a deadly condition. It is caused by diarrhea when the body loses more fluids than it takes in, a symptom of illnesses like cholera. Such diseases can occur where clean water and sanitation systems are limited. Drinking more water is not an effective treatment because the body cannot absorb the fluid and replace the valuable salts that dehydrated patients have lost. In the 1970s, researchers recognized that a solution of salt, sugar, and water can be effective in replacing lost fluids because sugar helps the body absorb the salt and water needed. Before oral rehydration therapy, hospitals focused on intravenous delivery of fluids to patients. Former Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop explains.
I have personally been called to come and do something about an epidemic of diarrhea in Caribbean islands. You have to take a team. It's very labor intensive. You have to have sterile water. You have to have some kind of a way to administer it. And you have the problem of setting up really a young hospital to do nothing but give intravenous fluids.
In major epidemics, hospitals may run out of intravenous fluid drips or not have enough people to administer them to patients. People sometimes fall ill far from a hospital or are unable to afford medical care. Oral rehydration therapy solves these problems.
And it had tremendous benefits. First of all, it didn't require any of the labor-intense care. Secondly, it could be put together in a home or a clinic or a storefront in a town. And it also was made of things that were frequently found around the house.